It's time for a coffee talk, and we have Madeline Jarvis with the Two Harbors Public Library on the line. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning, Michelle. What a great day to get our glow on.
Isn't it?
It is.
Oh, my gosh. I love it, love it, love it. I saw a T-shirt the other day that says, have the day you deserve.
Oh, I love that. I need that shirt with the words upside down so I can look down.
Right? Exactly. And we all deserve a glow on day, don't we?
Absolutely.
Speaking of good days.
You know, next week is National Good Neighbor Day.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, this is a new to me observation, I've got to be honest. But my colleague Hannah found out about this. And we are doing all sorts of great events and passive activities at the library to celebrate all the good neighbors in our community.
Awesome. Hit me. What do you got going on?
So, starting on September 25th, we're going to have a story stroll outside the library by our garden for the book The Last Stop on Market Street by Matt De La Pena, who is one of my favorites. It's just a beautiful book about boy riding the city bus with his grandma and all the people they meet and thinking about what a neighborhood really is.
Yeah.
And you're going to love it. Like, you do not need to be a kid to enjoy a picture book.
Oh, for sure.
So between September 25th and 29th, it'll be outside of the library. So even if it's not during our open hours, mm-hmm. go ahead and stroll on by and enjoy that.
Excellent.
And then on Thursday, September 28th, we're going to have some Good Neighbor special coloring pages set out on the first floor, as well as chalk at the front desk for chalk art on the sidewalks.
Sweet. All right. I love that Good Neighbor stuff. Yes, that's fabulous.
So excited.
Yeah.
And speaking of chalk art, have you ever seen those paper finish stars before that look like a 3D snowflake almost?
I'm not sure.
So stop by the library because we're passing out kits to make them. The kits are designed by the Duluth Folk School, funded through that legacy amendment, and we've been passing them out since Friday, and somehow we still have a few left.
Okay.
And this kit has everything you need to make your own. It has the paper, it has the glue, it has the video instructions from the artists themselves, so it's super cool.
Oh, that's really cool. So are they, like, do you hang them in your window, or what?
Yep. You can use it as an ornament, as window decor.
Okay.
And this is one of those kits where once you get the rhythm going, it goes so quickly.
Nice.
And you have enough to make supplies for one.
Okay.
But you can always buy your own paper and make more once you
know what you're doing. You just kind of threw me when you said snowflake. I'm like, hey, slow down there, buddy.
Exactly. You're like, ma'am, it is road construction season. We aren't even ready to think about winter.
Right, exactly. Oh, that's awesome. So how do listeners get a hold of you, and what are your hours so they know when they can pop in and get those kits?
Absolutely. So we're open Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9:30 to 5, Tuesday, Thursday, 11:30 to 7, and we're at 320 Waterfront Drive. Give us a call at 218-834-3148 or send us an email at thpl@alslib.info. That email is kind of a mouthful, so we are also on Facebook at Two Harbors Public Library, or you can find all of that information at twoharborspubliclibrary.com.
Excellent. All right. What else do you have for us?
We have an author visiting next Tuesday night. Speaking of art,
yeah,
you are going to geek out about this one so much. Jess Morgan is a participant in the gig economy in Duluth, and Too Many Hats is their poetry collection about what it's like juggling all of these hats that you have to wear when you have all these side hustles.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really playful book of poetry. Jess is going to share observations, friendships, heartbreaks, and learning that they've done along the way. So that is this upcoming Tuesday, September 26th, from 6 to 6:45 in that library meeting room. Stop on by, read the story walk, and then enjoy some awesome local poetry.
Oh, that's beautiful. So how is the construction on the bathrooms going?
I'm glad you brought that up. So it's still going strong. We have the tiling done in that south restroom, and oh my gosh, it looks so fresh and nice.
Yes.
So we are still down to one, but we knew that it was going to be a little bit of a pinch, and I'm so grateful that our staff is so flexible and our patrons are so flexible, and we know that it's for a good reason. Yep. So still probably going to go through the end of the month.
Okay. Well, the end of the month isn't too far away.
Exactly. We're already talking about snowflakes.
Right. Blah, la, 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 la. I can't hear you. Oh, that's awesome. Anything else for us today, Madeline?
Just stop on in and say hi. We'd love to chat about making sure you have the connections for the right program, the right book, the right connection that you're looking for. We're at the library here to help.
Excellent. Oh, I want to give you a shout out that one of my listeners that sent me a message said, I love when you guys do library talk. Librarians are superheroes. So that's your charge today. You can put a cape on.
Yes. I love that. I'll be a superhero and you'll have the day you deserve, and we are going to take this world by storm.
Woo woo. All right. Thanks for calling in to KTWH. We really appreciate all the news, information, and partnership with you.
Back at you. Thanks for everything, Michelle.
All righty. Thanks. Madeline Jarvis with the Two Harbors Public Library calling in each first and third Thursday of the month to fill us in on what is happening.